producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It is the Good Day program, Monday the 21st of December. Hey, Richie, guess what happens on Thursday?
It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow, yeah. And how about Friday?
It's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
And I love it.
How about a week from Friday? What happens then?
Happy New Year, brother.
Can you stop wasting our lives?
Okay, so
I can pass on this one. You can say Christmas is coming. That's a big deal.
Christmas is coming.
It's not the normal another week of my life is gone kind of stuff.
Okay, so went to see Star Wars. No big deal.
Wait.
By the way, if you ruin it for other people, I will take you off the air.
Really?
Yes.
So I won't tell you who died and who lives. I won't do that.
Right.
Okay. Good. All right. I won't.
That's
I won't
smart.
Even give you the abbreviations of the people who died.
Just stop. You know you want to. You're itching. Just stop. So now, Rich,
you guys do it all the time for me.
No, we didn't ruin movies.
We did not ruin this for you.
I should do it. No, you didn't.
We didn't ruin it for you.
You ruined plenty of other things for me.
Well, yeah, your life, but not the
movie.
You
ruined my life.
Right.
All right.
Well, it's not a movie.
Rich says that you didn't like the movie.
I didn't dislike it. I didn't think it was anything special.
Really?
Walked out. Meredith has never seen any Star Wars movies.
Okay.
So as we were going through it, I gave her a little information about what was going on. And as usual, she said, shh, you talk too loud, or you know, something like that. I was pretty appalled, frankly. The people that, where were we when we saw it? We were in Knoxville when we saw this. And we're traveling around sort of the eastern part of the country on our way to Florida. And we decided we'd go see it. Meredith was, okay, I'll go see it with you, because she wasn't sure what the hype was about.
And she needed a nap, let's be honest.
Right. Yeah, she did. She said she needed, that's right, she needed a nap. I had to wake her up when we walked out the door. It wasn't anything more or less than any other Star Wars that I'd seen. I thought it was a little more violent than A, it needs to be, or B, it had been in the past. So that maybe is the influence of J.J. Abrams. I was quite taken by the two new characters, the black kid and the girl.
The girl I thought was great.
Yeah, I thought, well, they were both
great.
Yeah, she was very good. I don't know who she is, where she come from. Does anybody know anything about her? What is her background and where she's from? She's obviously not an American, by the way she speaks.
I don't know much about her. All I know is that new Darth Vader, whatever his new name is
I recognize him from someplace, but I didn't
know
where.
He was in Girls. He was in the show Girls, I think, with Lena Dunham. But he's going to be hosting SNL, Dougie.
Is he?
Isn't that weird?
I mean, isn't it?
It's weird. Yeah. I didn't like him either. That was the one problem I had with the movie. But what I think I can tell you without ruining anything is that this his character is conflicted kind of between like the good and the bad.
The good, and the dark
so
side,
I think,
and the...
Yeah, the light and the dark. And I think that maybe, because to me he looked kind of small and like, like he looked like, sadly, he looks like one of these kids that we see on TV who goes up and shoots them up. He looked like one of those passive-aggressive kind of kids.
That's an interesting characterization, yeah.
But I think maybe as this next group of movies goes on, maybe we're going to see him get bigger and darker if he starts
embracing
the dark side.
Yeah, he didn't get killed. He was left on the side of the planet as it blew up, and so... but obviously he
is. Daisy Ridley is the one who played Rey.
Daisy Ridley, yeah, okay. All right. I don't know anything more about her than
that. I mean, she's been in, you know, some stuff. It looks like she's been an active actor since 2013, but nothing you'd really know.
I'm going to guess she's another She's another the woman in Joy, and the one that everybody was
Jennifer Lawrence. A younger Jennifer Lawrence, maybe.
Yeah,
right.
And John Boyega is Finn.
Yeah,
he was great too.
He was really good.
He was good. Yeah. Yep, he was. Harrison Ford looked a little old
at the beginning, but then he started looking pretty good, didn't he? He was just
he looked great. I thought he did well. I mean, I figured he'd be a little slow, but he was running around just
he's
business.
Fine. He was funny.
Yeah,
he was. Yeah,
and I'll tell you the one thing that you probably really liked. The little, what is it, BB-8 or whatever? The little
the new
Chewbacca. Yeah. They were funny.
Yeah,
both of them were really funny.
And so and at the end where you see Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill looked extraordinarily old, I thought.
I thought he looked hot. Are you kidding?
Really?
See, that's what
Jennifer thought he looked hot.
Yeah. Jennifer said she thought he looked hot. We thought he looked old.
I thought he looked good. I mean, that beard, and he was kind of, rugged.
But the thing that is so interesting is how, if you go back and look at some of the pictures, you go onto the internet and look at the picture of the original cast and see how young they looked. Hamill looked like a baby.
Dude, we all get older. Look at pictures of yourself.
I look the same as I did. No, you can look at me now. I look the same as I did 20 years ago.
No, you do not.
30 years ago.
No, you
40 years ago.
Right. You know what I
have a picture of you hanging in the lobby here from 20 years ago.
Change it.
And it does not look like you.
I think the sad thing is it pointed out to me how much harder it is for women to age. Because you look at Harrison Ford and you look at Mark Hamill and you're like, okay, they look pretty good. You see Carrie Fisher and you're like, ooh, tough.
Carrie Fisher.
I didn't think she looked that great.
Well, she looked different. Whether she looked older than
that.
The other thing is that Harrison Ford, we've seen him in so many things. We've seen him.
And as we speak, there's another script being developed for Indiana Jones for him. So
she's
let's
great.
See what
awesome.
They have to that.
Yeah. So he does a good job. All right, let's stop talking about this before you make a mistake.
I'm not going to make a mistake. I just do. In terms
you
of.
You already made a couple of ones.
How's the what? What did
when
I say
you see
wrong?
Luke at the end.
Well, you see Luke at the end. It was a big deal. And he's with the girl that plays Rey at the end. And he's on the top of a hill.
Okay. Here's what Ben Carson would do.
Okay, so I'm guessing that you covered the Democratic presidential debate.
We covered everything. We talked about everything.
We're pretty much done here.
So we can just be done with the program. We're done today.
We're ready. Yeah.
Yep, you're right.
Well, goodbye. Kenny Burns is waiting to talk to you about Baltimore.
Okay, so that's a good idea. We'll do that in a moment. 13 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island hard root beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island hard root beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
America thanks her veterans, and the American Veterans Center ensures all generations to come will remember by preserving stories from the greatest generation to the latest generation. Find out more by visiting AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Get your Plenty Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, now 16 to change past the hour, all fairly familiar with what has been going on in Baltimore since I was trying to go back to the exact date when Freddie Gray was killed. Kenny Burns is a reporter with WYPR in Baltimore. He's joining us to give us an update on how the people of Baltimore have been reacting to the hung jury. Ken, when was this? When did we first start talking about this? I'm trying to remember when the event took place.
Well, the arrest took place on the 12th. He died on the 19th. And then the actual unrest or the riot took place on the 27th, right after.
Of what month?
April.
Last April. Okay, so it's not a year, but it's been plenty of time for things to settle down. But Baltimore really hasn't settled down, has it? It doesn't seem to be. When you read some of the things that are in the national media about how horrible the police are doing in their jobs and how many crimes are going unsolved and how many people are getting shot, it sounds like a place not to live.
It's really a mixed bag. Yes, the crime is up. There's no denying that. We're about to have, well, actually, we do have more than 300 homicides for the first time since the 90s. But directly related to the trial, there were some protests, but not the widespread stuff that we've seen that week after he died.
Yeah. All right. So then this fellow who was tried, the mistrial, hung jury, whatever it is, he can be retried at what point? After all the rest of them? They're trying them all individually. So what the heck? How long would it take for this fellow to stand back up at bat again?
That's the big question. And part of the problem is there's a gag order on all of the cases. So no one can really talk until after the last one, which is scheduled for that first week in March. You could push the timeline back and try him over again. You could tack him on the end. You could even give him a deal. But for right now, we do not know, or at least the Maryland judiciary has not given any indication on if there's going to be a retrial or a rescheduling of any of these trials at this point.
You gotta be a fool to take a deal. I mean, he played his cards and won. He should do it again.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
All right, so what's it like to live? You live in the city proper? Where do you live, Kenny?
I live in the city, Doug.
All right, so and what's it like to live in the city of Baltimore these days?
Honestly, it's just like any other day. A lot of the crime, particularly the homicides, those are more centralized, for a lack of better terms. It's not widespread. And a lot
it
of
happens in a certain part of is it black crime on black, or is it black crime on white, white on black? What's the source of all of
that? Baltimore's a majority black city, so of course you're going to have, it's going to be majority black on black. But a lot of it is either gang related or drug related.
So the police are not really doing much to investigate things. At least that's what the story seems to be. The mayor is ineffective. The police commissioner.
What are people? That's a good question I have for Kenny, because she was very controversial. What are people saying about Marilyn Mosby, Kenny?
People, quite honestly, they're glad she's not running for re-election. She was in trouble before she made the decision not to run for re-election. She has not made a lot of friends.
No, it doesn't sound like she's very effective. Doesn't sound like she knows even what the heck she's doing. All right, Kenny, thanks for the update. Kenny Burns, reporter in Baltimore for us here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Paper. Turkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Monday, December the 21st, Doug Steffens, Good Day program. What?
What'd you call me?
I said, I called you Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, thank
you. Just like the guy on Shark Tank. All right, the My Three Christmas Songs Contest on the air at the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie, why don't you go over what we have for a prize, this beautiful HP.
We have two more weeks where you can win as a qualifier printer paper for your photos for 4x6 printer paper for HP. And then it also comes with these photo strips. Remember the old photo booths where you have four little pictures and a thing and you put them on your refrigerator and have all kinds of fun? Well, they have the tacky back photo strip paper. And you can have, I'm giving it to my kids for Christmas, as a matter of fact. It's nice. Tons of fun.
All right. So then,
and then that qualifies you for the Wi-Fi printer on Friday.
Right. Okay. So we have three songs. Let's see here. Oh, I see, William. Yeah, good. All right. Like this, Carrie Underwood is up first with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark right to the new boy.
So you have to figure out what ties these three songs together and then call us at 888-302-3684 to win the prize. Get yourself, not only are you going to win the paper, but you'll be qualified, as Kenny, as Richie said, for the drawing on Friday. As from her 2007 album, Carnival Ride, the album included five Christmas songs. It was only available at Walmart that year. This song, along with the other four tracks that were on the album, made it into the country singles chart that year. And one alone made it to number 14 on the AC chart. Hark the Herald Angels Sing by Carrie Underwood. Item number one in our list of three songs. You have to figure out what the tie-in is with them at 888-302-3684. You'll be a hero if you can figure it out. Here's Scotty McCreary. Holly Jolly Christmas. And by now you've figured out what the connection is. Hello.
Phone should start ringing right now.
Right now. 888-302-3684. The Holly Jolly Christmas tune from his Christmas album in 2012. It was his second album. No singles made the charts. The album quickly went into the top of the Billboard album charts, though. He was very popular. Quite a good kid. I think he
did. I miss this kid. He had a great voice. I forgot.
Is he still around?
Is he still on the radar anywhere, Jen?
I think he went to college for a little while, and now he'll be back. Yeah.
What, to learn how to sing? What do we
probably to have a backup career, which would be very wise. Kiddies.
Okay, yeah. That's a good thing. All right, you should have figured it out by now. 888-302-3684. Number three, here's Kelly Clarkson with Underneath the Tree. Topped the pop charts in 2013. Her platinum-selling Christmas album also topped the charts. Was her sixth album to do so out of six releases. Woman's got a great career going. As does Carrie Underwood, I think. Anyway, if you have figured out what the hello, the duh is here. Richie, you're kidding. 888-302.
Nobody's got it right yet.
Think about the singers.
What in the world? Kelly Clarkson, Scotty McCreery, and Carrie Underwood. This is one of those, Kenny comes up with this concept, and this is a real gimme, it would seem to me anyway.
I think so, because it's Monday.
Right, well, because also the week after New Year's, the show starts up again for the last season, too, right? And it's so seemingly unpopular that they cut the season short. That people have had it up. But it's been around. It's been a great franchise, frankly. All right, come on. This is silly. Richie must be working something over.
Nope, nobody's got the correct answer yet.
You're kidding. We only have, what, about 20 seconds?
Yep. Give it away.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, so here we go. If you don't know, too bad. These were all performers on American Idol and winners on American Idol. That's what tied them together, all these Christmas songs. Underwood, McCreery, and Clarkson, they were all big stars from American Idol. So there, that is that story. Is your dog constantly chewing on things? In today's Pet Show Tip of the Day, Warren Eckstein says there may be several reasons why that's going on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people ask me why their dogs chew, and there are several different reasons. Obviously, when they're puppies, they're chewing for the same reasons human babies chew. Their mouth hurts and they're teething. But as they get older, it could be due to boredom, lack of exercise, and in extreme cases, even a mineral deficiency in the dog's diet. So if you have a dog that's chewing, you want to check all three of those. Number one, if he's teething, give him some frozen toys to play with. It'll soothe his gums. If he's bored, increase his activity. If he's not getting any exercise, do the same thing. But what about the other problem? What about the stress part of it? You know, when people get stressed or anxious, they may crack their knuckles, scratch their head, smoke a cigarette, or grab for a drink. Dogs react to anxiety and stress because they don't have hands using their mouths. So when a dog is stressed out or anxious or nervous or scared, the first thing they're going to do is chew, and they can chew anything around them, which could be your shoe, your socks, or even your furniture. So make sure they get plenty of exercise, mental stimulation, and lots of items to chew on. Oh, more next time.
Get a free $10 Macy's cash card now through Tuesday. The first 250 people at every Macy's each day at store opening get a $10 Macy's cash card to spend in store. Use them with coupons, on sale prices, even on our best brands. We're giving away 250 $10 Macy's cash cards each day, now through Tuesday, at every Macy's. One per customer per day, Macy's employees not eligible, not available at Macy's backstage, furniture galleries, and going out of business locations. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Another half hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Kenny Kessler is aptly in charge of lots of information and helping us perfect this wonderful thing we call the Good Day program, which certainly needs some perfection.
Hey,
speaking of perfect,
close.
All right, okay. The Miss America pageant didn't go according to Hoyle last night. Steve Harvey, for whom I have great respect, apparently dropped the ball. I guess that's putting it mildly. There's a lot of stuff all over social media today about him. I think maybe there's a little in talk, whether we talk about this now or in our television report coming up in a few minutes.
This
I guess
is
maybe
more than
worth,
TV news, actually.
Yeah.
Huge.
But why?
Wait,
why?
You, hear? You haven't heard it yet.
I heard that he announced the wrong name.
Well, let me
say mistakes.
When you have to take the crown off of one person on worldwide television and put it on another person,
it's a big deal.
It's a disaster.
I'm sorry, I don't agree. I think that maybe it's just because I like the guy.
You know what's funny, Jennifer, is that, and I had the same reaction on Facebook, Doug. I put on Facebook, I'm like, this is a disaster for Steve and his career. And a lot of people who like him and did not see it said, I like Steve, this means nothing to his career.
I like Steve, too. Look, I'm a fan. I think he's really good. I think this is a blow to anybody's career. I think, now I don't think it's going to change his work on Family Feud or his radio work, but I don't know that he would be the first on the list of hosting gigs. I think, it seems like Mario Lopez gets a lot of those jobs. I think he's pretty happy today because that's who will
pick this up. Yeah, I think we're playing this all right. I guess it depends on who you are, your age, whether you think, I don't even think those pageants are important, so how it affects his career. I think those pageants are a waste of time. They're sexist. They're ridiculous. It's a waste of to even be talking about this here, even though I acknowledge that a lot of people are talking about it. For me, it doesn't mean a thing. Doesn't change my feelings about Steve Harvey. It maybe is Jennifer. The way I hear you say, it's a really big thing. You've said that now three or four times. I get it. I guess, Kenny, what's the play on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, or social media in general on this?
Lots of comments about it. Let me see here. Whitney says that had to be the most awkward moment in television.
Well, it's awkward.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine it's on. I mean, we've made some gaffes here, and you try to call home for help.
I guess the Hall of Fame are gaffes, but to watch one clown in Miss America.
Okay, so were you uncomfortable for him? Were you uncomfortable for the two women involved?
No.
For whom were you uncomfortable?
I was uncomfortable for the woman who won it and was crying with joy. That she lit, and then 60 seconds later realizes she didn't.
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable for the woman who was taking the crown off of her head and felt bad to have to do that. Mm. It was just really, really. I mean, at this point, we might as well play it so you can hear it.
Yeah, take a listen.
Here, go ahead.
So here he is announcing Miss Columbia as the winner.
Good luck to both of you. Miss Universe 2015 is Columbia!
So then she stands up on stage with the little flag from Columbia and the flowers and the reigning Miss Universe, Miss Columbia from 2014 comes and puts the crown on her head. And she stands up there for what seems like forever, Doug, like two and a half minutes.
Yeah.
Harvey sheepishly walks out on stage. My wife is like, why is he walking? What is wrong with him? And then he says this.
Okay, folks. I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Columbia.
And right now, that poor girl, her face just goes blank.
Universe 2015 is Philippines. Listen, folks. Let me just take control of this. It was my mistake. It was on the card. Horrible mistake, but the right thing, I can show it to you right here. The first runner-up is Columbia. It is my mistake. Still a great night. Please don't hold it against the ladies. Please don't. We feel so badly, but it's still a great night.
And then he darts off the stage, and the former Miss Universe comes and takes the crown, and she was actually very good about it, takes the crown off of Miss Columbia, puts it on Miss Philippines, and they are both. Miss Philippines did not even want to come forward. She felt so bad for Miss Columbia. It was a mess.
I'm sorry. This is nonsense.
And then he went on Twitter to apologize again and misspelled Columbia and Philippines.
Really?
Didn't look good for him at all.
Yeah.
All right, so Kenny, what other comments have you got that you want to pass along? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day.
Robert says, I bet Burt Parks never made that mistake.
I don't know about that. Burt Parks was great. None of us are perfect. We've all made gaffes. I have no reason. I don't have to defend Steve Harvey. I just think, in the main, we have become so sensitized to everything being perfect. It's got to be right the first time. Nobody can make mistakes. It's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. When you have that job, have that job, it is your job to get it right. Who is the winner and who is the runner-up?
He misread
and
the
it's
card.
On the card in your hand.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So he misread
it's got
the card.
Two names on it.
But I think that's probably the most important element of that job, is to make sure you call the winner.
Listen, I'm not suggesting that the guy didn't make a big mistake, but to be this concerned about it and everybody trying to hang the guy out to dry. It's
big
not...
story on social media. Huge.
Okay, good.
And funny, because I didn't watch it. I don't watch these pageants. But, man, I turned, I saw Rich's post, then all these other posts start flooding it. It's interesting.
Well, we turned it on last night as we were kind of crawling into bed and saw him there, and he was that quite a suit he had on.
I thought he was good.
I like
Steve
Harvey.
It was cool.
I could care less about these sexist, and it's just foolish. It's drivel. These I know that a lot of people. I don't even know who is it. What group of people think this is that big a deal?
My wife.
Since we don't have any American winners and haven't had quite a long time, have we?
In America, no. Miss USA was third last night, the second runner-up. Every country but the United States still thinks it's something.
Okay.
We're the ones that are PC and think it's...
I don't even think it's PC. I just think it's kind of...
No, it's not PC. You are PC.
No, I'm not. You know better than that. I don't give a. You know that it's not. That's
you're afraid to say that a woman in a bathing suit that tells you an answer about kittens and puppies and world peace is something entertaining to watch. You're afraid to acknowledge good-looking women, which is why I appreciate my Latina wife. She likes to look hot, and she wants to
acknowledge another controversy out of nothing.
No, it's the truth.
Your wife is hot. How many times have I told you I like your hips?
Right, but my wife loves that in her native country of Colombia, they dress sexy, and men acknowledge that they dress sexy. She likes it.
Okay, good. You're lucky as you have somebody that'll do that, and you can walk down the street beside her and say, ooh, look at this hot.
Yeah, and she's confident in herself. She's not. Yeah. She doesn't feel like she's some kind of a sex toy.
And so how does her? Well, how does the operating of Miss America or the Miss Universe contest change her own stability as a woman?
It doesn't. It's just fun entertainment for her.
Okay. Fun entertainment is swell. And in that circumstance, they give it to you. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of entertainment to watch. Look at the old Sabato Gigante and all that stuff.
It's all TNA.
Universe. All TNA. Total TNA. Every bit of it is TNA.
Watch the weather on the Spanish channels.
Watch the weather on any channel.
Yeah,
give me a break.
Say,
no.
Watch Fox News. You got nothing but TNA.
No, and not like this.
Well, anyway. I'm sorry for Steve, and the woman who won. She gets all of the things that are supposed to, and better luck to the runner-up next year, maybe. Do these people ever come back another year, or they once they're through it, it's done?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think it's one and done.
Once you go through it, it's done. Okay, one and done. All right. That's not the case with Jennifer Horn, who is going to go through some of the other television news for us in a moment. 43 after the hour here on Good Day.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T, based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40, and we will force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. Buy or lease the hottest Samsung Galaxy smartphones and get a free 32-inch LED Samsung TV. Don't wait. Offer ends December 24th. Visit a Sprint store at sprint.com/free Samsung TV.
See claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Actual download speeds may vary by location and device capability. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium contacts. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for it. May not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16. Savings to 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. TV after online rebate subject to terms.
The holidays are an enjoyable time of year, but amid all the hustle and bustle, it's important to remember there are various safety precautions you should take while little ones are running around your home. One room in your home that can easily be forgotten is the laundry room. All household products such as dishwasher soaps, deodorants, and laundry packets must be kept out of reach of children. A recent study by the American Cleaning Institute found that 61% of parents are storing laundry packets in sight or in reach of children. If ingested or exposed to the eyes, these products can be harmful. The American Cleaning Institute is reminding parents and caregivers to keep little ones out of harm's way by storing liquid laundry packets up high, out of reach and sight, and in their original container. And remember to keep the package tightly sealed before, during, and after use. To learn more, visit keypledge.com and take the pledge for a safe laundry room and routine. You'll be automatically entered into a sweepstakes to win a laundry room makeover.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 7799 at checkout. Code 7799.
You want your little theme there?
Yeah.
All right, 47 after the hour now. Jennifer takes us to the local power plant where actor James Cromwell is.
Doug's like, the headline says, actor James Cromwell arrested at a power plant. Doug's like, why the heck is he arrested? I'm like, because that guy's a protester. He's like, oh, yeah, protester.
That's what he does for a living now.
That's it. He was among...
He's a good actor.
He was on 24, he was on American Horror Story, and of course, you can't forget him in the movie, Babe. He was among six people arrested at an upstate New York power plant that is under construction. He was out there doing the good work. New York State Police said that the six protesters were arrested. They had blocked an entrance to the constructive site at the Competitive Power Ventures power plant in Orange County, New York. They were arrested on disorderly conduct charges and ordered to appear in court in January.
You know, Traveling around the country, this had nothing to do with TV, but I'm amazed at how much solar there is now. We drove down from Boston, we're in Knoxville on Saturday night, here in Atlanta tonight or last night and this morning, and looking around as you go up and down the highway to the number of... I think we don't think of the South as being progressive in some ways, but I'll tell you something, there's plenty of solar power all over the place down here. So this guy's not likely to come down here to protest, more likely to go where he did. And there are a lot of these sort of things going on. Frankly, not just a political statement, I think nuclear power is a great way to solve a lot of the problems that we have with fossil fuel. All right, Kevin, so no, this has nothing to do with the TV report. Looks like Saturday Night Live did well this past weekend, Ginger.
Sure did. Well, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were back, and they were together, and they were hosting SNL. So you put that all together, and it means big ratings. Plus, the musical guest was Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. It drew a 5.1 rating in the metered market households and a 2.6 among adults in the top 25 markets. That's big jumps. It means it's a big jump. For SNL, it's huge because typically they're it's bad.
They're horrible.
It's Saturday night. It's late. It's awful. Bad.
Well, plus what's going on there is lousy.
Speaking of bad, maybe hopefully better, Emilio Estevez took to Twitter this past weekend to let everybody know that Martin Sheen, his dad, had gone through a quadruple bypass surgery. All on social media, I guess he had suffered a heart attack before he turned 40 on the set of Apocalypse Now. He's now, in his 70s. He's 75 years old, so he's battled heart problems for a while. And so good thoughts go out to him. Nicki Minaj, also in the TV news today, Dougie. She's revealed the cast of Nikki, which is her upcoming ABC Family sitcom based on her life. I know that'll be top on your DVR.
Oh, man. It will be. I'm looking forward to that.
Selena Banks.
Along with the next Miss Universe pageant.
Yeah. Selena Banks, who is a supermodel, is probably the biggest name joining the cast. Whoopi Goldberg will be a guest star. She'll be Nikki's neighbor, Miss Martha. So that's kind of a big guest.
Miss Martha.
Miss Martha. Now, right. Stories that we hadn't gotten to yet, Dougie. Jerry Seinfeld, Mark Hamill, who is huge over the last couple of weeks, Joel McHale, have all been confirmed for Mystery Science Theater 3000. This TV show is coming back.
Love it.
I love it, too. I miss it. I used to watch it.
I don't know the show. Explain to those who don't know what's the show.
Theater 3000 took a guy, and I know it was somebody famous, I can't remember who, and two, like, weird little sci-fi puppets, and they'd sit and they'd watch all these old, stupid sci-fi movies, and they'd put in jokes, and they'd talk over the voices, and it was just, it was so much fun. I remember loving it as a kid, and so to bring the show back is great news, but then also to bring back Jerry Seinfeld, Mark Hamill, and Joe McHale, it's awesome. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Ken, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think part of the funding for the show was crowdfunded, right, to bring it back to TV?
Yes, it was. Yeah, right. It sure was.
So is this the mark of Mark Hamill coming back? Is he going to have a resurgence in his career? Nobody's paying any attention to him for a long time.
I think so. I mean, who knows
all of
if
these
he's,
things?
Yeah, who knows if he's funny, but I think getting the attention, he's coming back. And he looks good. He'll be back.
Right. He doesn't look good at all. He looks terrible.
I think he looks good.
I get it. We don't always have to agree, Jen. 51 past
you
the hour
good.
On Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stephen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical news in the bulletins and the journals this week and how it may affect you. I'm looking at this, the latest look to push away, Ken's not going to like me saying this, the focus away from thimerosal or whatever it is, mercury in vaccines to antidepressants now, and the cause of autism in children may be that. So what do we have that's that makes some sense there?
Doug, this was published in JAMA Pediatric version this week. Children whose mothers take antidepressants during pregnancy, especially selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the so-called SSRIs. These are drugs such as Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, the most popular antidepressants, that is. They have nearly double the chance of being diagnosed with an autism disorder before the age of 7. Mothers prescribed the drug during the second and third trimesters of pregnancy, periods of critical brain development for a growing fetus, Doug, were at particularly heightened risk. Some of the genes that seem to carry the risk for depression are shared as risk factors for autism.
One of the things that is part of the story here, maybe not said but implied, mothers, prospective mothers, get depressed often, and they'll go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, I'm depressed. What can I do?" And the doctor will prescribe these antidepressants without knowing this. Now, there's no reason to prescribe it, or at least there's no reason not to know, because this makes it, this connects the dots here, right?
Correct.
Yeah. All right.
This so would not have happened if it was known.
Yeah, right. Okay. 9 in 10 cancers caused by how you live your life. This is no news to me, but I bet it is to a lot of other people.
It sure is, and it was published in Nature, one of our most prestigious medical journals, so it's incredibly important news. Up to 9 in 10 cancers are caused by an environmental and external factor, such as smoking, drinking, sun exposure, and air pollution. So we can all greatly lower our risk of ever getting cancer if we just made lifestyle changes, such as keeping out of the sun, exercising, and avoiding cigarettes. This is very important because in the past it was just thought that the mutations that occur in the DNA were random events that are just occurring because of bad luck, and this changes the whole outlook on how most scientists look at what causes cancer.
All right, that's important news. Two biggest killers, cancer and heart disease. News now on how many people are dying as a result of what you've specialized in. Dr. Kronhaus is a cardiologist, a heart specialist, and now we find that heart disease is more of a factor than ever before.
American Heart Association this week published that one-third of deaths in America are caused by heart disease, stroke, and other heart-related diseases. Heart disease and stroke are also the leading causes of death worldwide. Risk factors like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, obesity, inactivity, the way to, is what causes all this. The way to prevent is to be on a healthy diet, get exercise after the doctor tells you, okay, don't smoke, limit alcohol, sleep 7 to 8 hours per night, and know your numbers, your blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
Even though this wasn't planned this way, there's 60 seconds worth of consideration for Super Beats. Ken is a cardiologist, has looked at this product, and if you're worried about your blood pressure, which will lead you to heart disease and possibility of a stroke, you ought to be on the Super Beats program, Ken.
Super Beats is so important because in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and only 10 years later, in 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded to these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. The body needs to keep making nitric oxide, and the way we make it as a young person, this enzyme in the surface of the circulation disintegrates. It disappears about 10% every 10 years. So by the time we're middle age, about half of this activity is gone, and we now need to make it another way by eating dietary nitrates, which are the building blocks in nitric oxide, and that's where the Super Beats is so helpful. It gives us the nitrates and Neo40 also.
All right, get it by dialing 800-655-4183 or going to DougLikesBeats.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.